And joining us, Zach Christensen, who had a record-setting weekend at the Tournament of Champions at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, the annual TOC event. Zach, a 2009 graduate of Atlantic High School, golfed for Iowa Western Community College, and golfed a lot after that in amateur tournaments, and also been involved in the Tournament of Champions since he was first eligible in August of 2009. He's played in every tournament since then. And he's finished the top five multiple times. In fact, runner-up and also maybe some third-place finishes sprinkled in there. But this was his weekend. Zach Christensen coming out with an outstanding three-day score of 62 on round one. That's 7 under par. Round two, he shot a course record, 10 under par, and then finished with a 2-over on the third round with a 15-under par record-setting score, which bested Ronnie Peterson from Ankeny. His score was 13-under par. And Zach, what a feather in your cap, and what a great tournament you had. I want to start with the tournament and talk about your play leading up to that. I guess is your game really sharpened here this summer? I mean, you've always been a great golfer, but this was exceptional.
I was very close to qualifying for the U.S. Open Local in Cedar Rapids Country Club this spring. They took the top four, and I was in third place standing on 17 green and just had a kid from, he was a sophomore in Illinois, ended up going birdie to beat me out there. And then had a chance to qualify for the U.S. Amateur in Beatrice, Nebraska. And, I played well enough, but I missed it by four, and I had four penalty shots. So it's been very close for a lot of the summer, and then I think it clicked a little bit. It was the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before the Tournament of Champions. I played in the state amateur and ended up getting eighth. So I was able to put three solid rounds together there, and that just helped my confidence a little bit in my own game that I could, compete at a pretty high level. Home cooking does everybody a lot of good when you're playing on your home course. So it was trending all year. Yes, I'd love to say it came together, but I don't know what happened with the putter. It just got really hot for the first few days. There's nothing to explain it. It seemed like every time it even came close to the hole that there was a magnet.
And it should have led with playing it on a big stage is not new to Zach Christensen. So you're used to that kind of pressure, that kind of competition, so to speak. 15 under, you shoot 7 under in day one. What were some of the highlights in your opening round?
That opening round grouping, Ryan Clark, Carter Truitt, and Jeff Goody and myself, we started that tradition a little bit, I think the last 6 years probably. So the highlight every year, I tell them it's my favorite round, favorite day of tournament golf every year, just because I get to play with them. It's a fantastic grouping and the camaraderie is so good. The highlights of the day, I would say, all 3 days I started with birdie on one. So start off on a good note, and Carter Truitt was I think he was 2 under through three, and I was maybe even or 1 under through three. He set the pace. We were having a good time, and it was kind of the same thing. The putter was just very hot. I made a lot of putts. I don't believe I had a single penalty stroke for this tournament, which is quite unusual. But the first day, to be honest with you, it wasn't anything special. I kept it in play. I tried to keep some mistakes to a minimum. I only made two bogeys, and whenever I had a chance for birdie, I just gave it a good run at the hole, and a lot of them seemed to fall in.
Day number two, you come out. Obviously, as you mentioned, you birdie the first hole. You go on 9 more birdies in this 18-hole round, 9 more 70. You shoot a 59. That's a record for the Tournament of Champions. How did that feel? I mean, what did that feel like as you just kept gaining momentum?
So I think it helped that I had shot 59 once before. Okay. Unfortunately, it was by myself. Nobody could attest to it. So it was kind of the, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's around to hear it, did it even happen, right? So I knew that I had done it, but I was not expect. I'd never broken 30 on the front nine. When I shot 59, I shot 29 on the back nine.
Wow.
And so to kind of obliterate the 30 mark, instead of just shooting 29, shooting 27, when the eagle putt went in on nine from, 30 feet or more, that was a lot of gravy. Mm. And my mind didn't really put pressure on myself to shoot 59 because everything was just, happening. It seemed like so easy with the putter. I just knew I needed to just keep hitting it. And I immediately knew, okay, it's time to shoot 59 for real. There wasn't pressure, but that was a goal. As soon as we turned, that's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I almost didn't do it. My tee shot was going out of bounds on 10, and on the way back down, there was wind that just blew it back in bounds. And I parred 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14, which if you're going to shoot 3 under on the back, you probably need to get one or two there. But then, 15, the pin was way front right, and I was way above it back right. And it was all of 30 feet downhill breaking, 2-3 feet, and it fell in at perfect speed. And when that happened, then I said, okay, it's real, because you only need two more birdies on 17 and 18. And just don't screw 16 up. So, it was one of those things on the front nine. I wouldn't say it was out of body experience, but it was just something that, you don't really think about when you're in the zone, I guess is the best way to describe it. You're not thinking about anything. You're just thinking about what's in front of you.
And you didn't have the best weather conditions. You mentioned the wind and, had some rain overnight as well, and you're still able to shoot that low score. How did you overcome some of the weather conditions?
I've played that course in some of the worst weather you could probably play in. I'm not a fair weather golfer. If it's 40 and blowing 30 mile an hour, I'll still go out and play. I would actually attribute a lot of that to my time at Iowa Western. It's never calm out there, and you have to learn to hit shots into the wind. You kind of have to be a little bit of an artist, not so much just this is my number, this is my swing. You can hit a five. I think on the second or third day, I hit an 8-iron from 189, and I also hit an 8-iron from 162 because there were different wind conditions, right? One was a low one was a high launch one. You have to kind of have that artistry. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those days that everything is just everything you were feeling ended up working out. And, again, good groups. I had fantastic groups that helps settle the nerves, settle in a little bit when you know the people that you're playing with, when they're good people to just be around and play golf with. I mean, I could have shot 80 and still had a good time. Mm-hmm. So that is definitely part of the equation too.
71, the final day, 15 under par for the tournament, a record at the Tournament of Champions. And I want to go back to your start here. Obviously, golf is a big part of your life. We mentioned the Iowa Western Community College experience. And, well, you played on some big stages here, Zach. And talk about that a little bit more, some of the tournaments and some of the accomplishments that you made at Iowa Western. And they took you on. What a semester, and you were a big part of that team.
Yeah, so thank goodness I've got good friends. Alec Gutenfelder was playing there, and I was at school at Iowa State and realized I missed competitive golf pretty bad for the first year and a half of college. And so he put a good word in with his coach, and they took me kind of sight unseen and was able to go to, we played in national qualifier tournaments and was able to, I was fortunate enough to be on the teams that went to the national tournaments both years I was there, and finish in the top 10. So like those experiences kept my hunger for competitive and high competitive golf, not just locally, but nationally, statewide type of tournaments. I just wanted to test myself against some of the most brutal course conditions and some of the best competition. And honestly, I sometimes think that that's where my game shines, is when it's toughest. So I've been lucky enough to play in a number of U.S. Open qualifiers and U.S. amateur qualifiers and state amateurs. I really enjoy those opportunities. I I don't practice or do other things near enough as I should to consistently perform well in them. But I know that if the right day comes along, that my game is good enough to compete. And I just hope that one of those days comes along when I'm doing it. So this summer seems that things, you know, have started to come around to be a little bit more consistent. Maybe it's just being a husband and a father and realizing that it just doesn't matter that much. Who knows?
Who introduced the game to you?
Oh, I mean, my dad, for sure. I think he said that I slept with my plastic golf clubs when I was two or three and spent every summer out at the country club, either in the pool or on the chipping green with Alec Gutenfelder, hitting chip shots and flop shots over light poles and, you know, putting contests. And so, between my dad and then Alec being in my age group and doing junior golf with him and, you know, then getting to grow up and play on some really, really good and successful high school teams. And, that's my dad. My dad would be the number one person who introduced me and really grew that love of the game for me. But if you ask him, I think I drug him out to the course more than he had to drag me. So
that's a good thing. What's next as we kind of wrap things up here, Zach, after this performance last weekend, kind of what's next for you in the game of golf?
I was going to say, not in the game of golf, 10 minutes after I won, we had to, you know, worry about cranky kids. So that that didn't last too long. As far as the game of golf goes, I actually have a U.S. Mid-Am qualifier here on Sunday. I'm lucky enough to Ross Martins, who's won the tournament of champions a couple of times, and he played Division I golf at North Texas. He's my U.S. amateur four-ball partner. So we get to be on a team, and we've been in a playoff to go to the U.S. amateur four ball at Cedar Rapids a couple of years ago. We've tried to qualify for that for 3 years and we'll go up to Minnesota this year and try and qualify for that. So it after the tournament of champions, there's really only two big ones left, and it's the U.S. mid-am qualifier for me and then the four ball qualifier with Ross. And I'm looking forward to both of those. So let's hope the game continues to stay in that shape. And maybe the putter can stay hot, and maybe we can qualify for one or both of those. Who knows?
Professional golf on your mind at all?
Heck no. I've got mouths to feed, and I've got a family that I love, and there's no need. I enjoy it. I don't want it to become a job.
I understand.
Having too much fun, and I don't think I'm not under any delusion that I am that good. Trust me, there's plenty of good golfers out there. It's a whole nother level.
Zach and wife Katie have how many children, Zach?
We have two currently, and we're expecting a third here in February or March. So we'll have a lot on our plate, that's for sure.
Congratulations for that. And congratulations for a great weekend. And thank you so much for giving us your time, Zach. Hey, best of luck this weekend.
Thank you for everything you guys do, Tom. I really appreciate it.
Zach Christensen joining us here. What a weekend he had, and he's going to be competing again this weekend. We'll keep tabs on that as well.